Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates, where we're going to be talking about the 40 days of Teshuvah. We're coming up on this time of the year right now, starting on August 8th, which is the 40 days of Teshuvah. These 40 days of Teshuvah are the 40 days that lead up to the Day of Atonement that's going to be happening on starting on the evening of September 15th, going through the evening of September 16th this year in 2021. Now, in the Jewish culture, the Day of Atonement was considered the holiest day of the year. It was the one day when the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies and make atonement for the sins of the people for the entire year. And so that was the only day that he could go in. It was he had to take a lot of special precautions to be able to go in there on that day. And so there was a lot of emphasis in the Jewish culture put on getting everything righted before you get to this Day of Atonement. And this 40-day window, these 40 days of Teshuvah, are the 40 days that lead into that. So Teshuvah means to turn or to repent. Teshuvah means to turn or to repent. And these 40 days are a time of repentance. It's a time of turning. It's also a time of refreshing. It's a time where they say you may see some amazing answers to prayer, maybe things that you've been praying about or believing God for. For a long time, you begin to see the breakthroughs during this 40-day period. So the big thing I want you to think about is as we get to this 40-day, the Day of Atonement, the 40 days later at the Day of Atonement, we want to be clear. In my experience, if we'll do a good job in these 40 days, and this is the way we should be living all the time, really. Jesus is now our high priest. This is the way we're supposed to be living all the time. But we have an annual reminder of this just in case we ever get off track. But the way we should be living is this. We want to be getting to this place where we are very clear. And my experience is this. If you'll go through this process of what we're going to talk about here in a second, you'll get to this Day of Atonement and you will be extremely clear because all those things that have been building up on the inside have been cleaned out. All those things to do, all those corrections to make, all the adjustments, all the things, oh, I know I need to do them, but I've been procrastinating on them. All those things that are building up on the inside of you, our goal over these 40 days is to turn or to repent and get them cleaned out, to get everything moving in the right direction. All those things that you've been waiting on to do, get them all cleared out by the time you get to the Day of Atonement. And when you do, it leads to these tremendous levels of mental clarity, but also dramatically increases your ability to hear more clearly from God. Hearing his voice, one of the most important keys to building an abundant life. Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. It's his voice that leads us into this beautiful, spacious place, but we must learn to tune into his voice. We must take the time to listen and to follow his leading. So what I want you to think about over these 40 days, our goal is to get to this place where we are extremely clear. To get to this place where we are extremely clear. All those things on the inside have been cleaned out. That's the place we want to get to. But over these 40 days, we can start thinking about it. We're going to ask God, we're going to take communion over this. We're going to ask God here in just a couple minutes to help us with this process, for him to bring to mind and help us bring to mind the things that need to get done, the things that we need to take action on. These should be some of the most productive days of the year. And you're going to find, too, as we set this deadline, an interesting thing happens when we set a deadline in our lives, is that when this deadline is set, it makes time feel like it's slowing down. The closer and closer you get to the goal, it makes time slow down more and more. So you're going to find you can squeeze even more in than you thought was possible by the time we get to these 40 days. And so the question is, what are the things that you know to do over these 40 days, those things that have been building up on the inside and taking action consistently? Number one, making sure we're receiving forgiveness and walking in forgiveness with ourselves and other people. And then what are those nudges and promptings that God has given you on the inside? And then any other things that you know to do. But we're going to be taking communion over these upcoming 40 days here in just a second. And we're going to be believing that God's going to help us embrace this new way of living. We're just processing and clearing things out very quickly, which makes us clear to hear. It makes us clear to hear. We get very clear on the inside. And when you get clear, it's like it gives you this fresh start to step into all that God has for your life. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you just for your love for us, for your steadfast, unfailing love and that nothing is impossible for you. We ask you to help us to get your love just rooted and grounded and established in our hearts, that our hearts would be rooted and established in this covenant of love, this covenant of peace that you've given us, and that we would know your love, which surpasses all knowledge. And it's the height, the depth, the width, the breadth of it. It's beyond what we can understand. That we would know that, Lord. We would grow in our knowledge of that. And that you want to do more than we can ask or think or dream or imagine according to this power that's at work within us. And Father, we're just asking for your help over these next 40 days. Just amazing, miraculous answers to prayer. All these beautiful solutions that you've had stored up for us. I just picture you've been waiting to release these things to us at the perfect time. I just thank you for that, Lord, your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus. And Father, we're just asking for your help to show us the steps to take, the nudges to take, the things to do over these 40 days to get so clear. And this clarity would give us this fresh start in life, Lord. And Father, we just thank you for it. And we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. And he said, "This is my body. This bread is like my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said, "Take it. Receive it." Because of Jesus, God wants to help you. We have this covenant relationship with him. He's always working for our good. He's got some amazing things to unfold for you over these 40 days. If you just simply show up, take action, do the things that you know to do, and follow his leading through these 40 days. One of the biggest pieces is getting relationships reconciled and walking in forgiveness and love. You'll do that over these 40 days and follow his leading of the things that he's prompting you to do. You begin to be amazed at where it leads you. Father, I'm just asking for you, for your help in that. In Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. Pour it out in my blood. Pour it out for the forgiveness of sins for many." Father, we thank you for this new covenant that you are. You've given us everything you have in Christ and your steadfast love, and that nothing is impossible for you. And you are working for our good. We can come together and live this life that's connected to you. We can grow in our relationship with you and get to know you more and more. Father, we just ask you to bless this cup in Jesus' name. So now it's simply about walking it out. You can start now. It starts officially August 8th, but why not get started now? Let's get ahead of it. As we get further into these 40 days, there's our final days. The final 10 days are called the 10 days of awe. It's a final push to get everything done. But if you start now and you get ahead of it now, you start taking action on those things that you know to do, it will be so much easier. It'll be so much less pressure. In the summer months is often this time of pressure, but that's just because we procrastinate a lot of times. Start to take action now. Start to get ahead of it. It will be easy. It will be effortless. And it will be an enjoyable process as God leads you into these new things in your life. As we get into the fall, it's often a time where God begins to transition you into the new things in your life that he's been preparing for you. And if we start working now to get ahead of it, start taking action on the things that he's telling us to do, it's going to be, you'll be amazed at where he's leading you over the next several months. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.